Welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
And tonight we've got my beautiful wife, Brianna, with us.
A pleasure as always.
And myself, Adam, of course. And tonight, Brian Stewart. How are you, mate? How's it going?
I'm great, yeah.
Well, nice to see you.
Yep. So great to have you here tonight,
Brian. Yeah, it's awesome, man. This is great.
Well, I might get us started.
Yeah.
Brian, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I was born in 1948.
Nice. Mm-hmm. A couple of years before my father.
Cogra Hospital.
Local boy?
Yeah, he's local.
Local boy, yeah.
Nice.
Was brought up in Mortdale. Do you know where Mortdale is?
Yes, I know where Mortdale is.
South of Hurstville.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
And have two elder brothers and
one
younger brother. So my eldest brother's 80. My youngest brother is 68.
Ah, there you go.
So, and all boys.
All boys. Now, mum and dad only wanted to have two children.
Ah.
And she wanted a girl, so she kept trying. So I was supposed to be a girl.
That old chestnut, right?
Hey, you could have been a Brianna.
That's your name. Well, he's a Brian, so there you go.
So mum and dad were very strong Christians. So we were brought up in a Christian family.
Nice.
And in those days, it was very, very strict. Baptist rules were very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies had to wear gloves.
Oh, right.
Hats.
Yep.
No makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Handbag over the armpit.
Yep, yep.
And the men had to wear suits, sometimes three-piece suits.
Oh,
and
wow.
And also all the boys had to wear suits. And the girls had to wear pretty nice dresses. You know? So you're all dressed up. You had this Sunday best.
The Sunday best.
Yeah, that's where that phrase probably comes from, right? Put on your Sunday best to go to church.
Yeah.
Right. So Sunday was classed as the Lord's Day. So basically you weren't allowed to do anything else except what the Lord commands and worship him.
Yeah, nice.
We were taken to church and then for lunch, mum and dad would invite people home. So we got to know a lot of people, especially younger. You know, they became our aunties and uncles.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Cool.
And then in the afternoon it was Sunday school. And then after that was Christian Endeavor.
Oh,
and then we'd have a fellowship tea.
Ah.
And then we'd go to church in the evening. And then after that we'd get the gospel wagon out, rip down to the Hurstville.
Yeah.
Open up the side of the gospel wagon.
Yeah.
And then there'd be singing and preaching and reading and testimonies.
Sharing the good news.
Oh, how
nice.
Good is that?
Yeah. So I started doing that from when I was about 8 years old with Dad.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's where I learnt my evangelistic portion of my life.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Now that's a jam-packed Sunday.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, and we used to love about 20 to 7 in the evening. We used to all file out the front of the church and the Salvation Army band would come flying, well, not flying, but marching down the street, playing their instrument. We used to love that.
I love that.
That's so good.
I grew up in the Sallys when I was younger. I was a Tim Rule girl back in the day. You mentioned, Brian, scripture was separate to church. Was that, scripture?
Christian Endeavor.
Yeah, Christian Endeavor. So what was that? Tell us a bit more about that.
Was a little bit more of teaching you how to share God's word in a really in-depth way,
Yep. And so anybody could come along to that from church?
Yep. And well, anyone in that age group, in the younger age group, up to about 21, I think it was. So.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So would that kind of be like young adults now? Or covered like all ages up until young adults?
Possibly, yeah.
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 And what is something people might not know about you, Brian?
Well, since I was 14 years old, I've been involved with music.
Okay.
And gospel bands.
Yeah.
Drama groups, youth choirs, quartets, you name it, anything musically, wow. I was involved with it.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome.
So I started out when I was about 14 years old, I would say, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I learned to play the guitar.
Oh, cool.
And
good age to learn. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then the first experience I had with playing was in church with my mother. Mum used to play piano, I used to play guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
A beautiful duo.
That's right.
So we've got mother a lot of son. Comments, beautiful comments about that.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Even though I was only a very basic musician at that stage, self-taught. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was very few guitars around that stage.
Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of musos, that's how you start, right? You pick up an instrument or you start practicing some vocals or.
Yep. And what were some of the songs you learnt then?
Well, you probably can't remember, or most people wouldn't know who they are, but one of them is Jim Reeves. I used to sing a lot of Jim Reeves stuff.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
So Mum and Dad had a few records, so I put the records on, play along with that, play the guitar,
yeah,
and sing along.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then awesome. So you graduated from there. What else have you done along the way?
Well, then after that, when I was around 17, I used to spray motor cars.
Oh,
right? Cool.
As a part-time thing. And Kay, my wife, well, was my wife then, she used
and
to help
still
me.
Is.
Preparation, masking. She was brilliant
probably,
at masking
probably
up the
met
windows.
Her then, I'd say, you reckon?
Mm. Yeah.
So that was a way we earned some extra money to save for our future.
Oh, cool.
So one day.
That's a very hard technique, spraying, isn't it? Like, you've got to be so particular.
Yeah. Well, I started out with my car, did it three times, and then all these people started to approach me. Can you do mine? Can you do mine? Yeah.
Yeah,
so one day a lady turns up and said, oh, I believe you're a very good spray painter. Her name was Lois Haney. She was a little bit older than me. And she said, oh, I've heard a lot about you, Brian.
I said,
oh, yeah, okay. She said, I'm involved with Youth for Christ.
Ah.
Now, back in those days, we used to have youth rallies. Youth for Christ, BYF, and a few others. And each Saturday night, as a young people's group, we would go along and attend the rallies. So it was singing, bit of drama, a bit of fun, a bit of preaching. So it was
an
evangelistic outreach. So we used to meet in the AMP, the AMP building at the Circular Quay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the auditorium.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Beautiful auditorium. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she said to me, oh, I believe you're a good singer. Would you like to come along and lead the singing?
Oh, wow, what an opportunity.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah. So,
cool.
So I started my career, as I suppose you'd call it.
Yeah.
Leading Youth for Christ rallies with like 400 or 500 people.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That's great.
And I remember the first night, it was a proper theatre auditorium. So we were told to stand behind the curtain in front of the microphone, and when the curtain opens, you go for it. So when the curtain, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Anyway, the curtain opened. I didn't see a soul.
Oh, what?
Because it's all black and you got all these spotlights on you.
What's it? Sorry, I don't know what a see a soul is. Help me out. What's that?
Oh, as in because he was all lit up, he couldn't see the people out the front because the lights were in his eyes.
So they had the lights dimmed completely in the auditorium.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you had all the spotlights on you.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you're like, I'm just going to go for it.
And the guy, we only had one musician, he had an organ.
Which is a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, definitely.
And he said to me, Brian, just follow me. He said, I'll play an intro and that's it. You just come in, away you go. And that's how we started.
Yeah, nice.
And then that developed into me being asked with Kay, my wife, to be involved with the committee there and on the planning side. So for many years we did that work.
Yeah, cool.
And then on the other times of the month, I would take a band to other rallies.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And we would play
around Sydney or around Sydney,
Liverpool and Hurstville and whatever. Yeah,
nice.
So yeah, we'd get the opportunity to play music as well. So my first band was called the Gospel Saints.
Oh yeah, I like that band. I like that name. Sorry, I hadn't heard of you, but I do like that name though.
Yeah.
That's great.
And what was our theme song?
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
So what it was, it was just an instrumental group. We had two young guys playing rhythm with a steel.
Yeah.
And the main instrument was a vibraharp, beautiful instrument. And I used to play bass on an electric guitar.
Ah.
Oh, there
you go. We're all dressed up with our nice white shirts and grey pants and little thin red ties.
Very nice.
That seems good. Love it. Love it. Awesome.
Well, what a way to serve the Lord too and share the good news through song and worship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yep.
Amazing. And those rallies, were they like all different churches working together, just whoever wanted to come, like not everyone was necessarily Christian?
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for youth groups mm-hmm. to take people, invite people yep. that were on the verge of Christianity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a free, like a bit more freer than a church.
Yeah.
Going to a worship service. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah. So and it was a good opportunity for people to meet from other churches and meet your partners.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Opportunity for community, people exploring faith, what does that look like? And just somewhere fun to go.
Yeah, go and experience some, you know, a Christian gig or even just you might not know it's Christian, just go and see what it's like and have a fun time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
And for you also, you know, connecting with other musicians from other churches and things like that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, we used to have like for those rallies, there might be three or four bands get invited. But in those days, it was very, very limited.
Yeah.
So it's not like now everybody plays an instrument.
Yes.
We're very, very limited. Even in the churches, guitars weren't allowed, drums weren't allowed. It was just piano and organ. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I originally started, and then that led on to me. After we got married. So a little bit of my background. I went from Herschel Baptist to Ngawi Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
I met my wife there, Kate. And we used to sing in a little group called the Keynotes.
Oh, fun. Oh, so Kay's cool. Musical too, is she?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. And our youth leader was a fantastic secret. Young guy. He was American, Dave Kendall. We called him Roly Poly because he was a little chubby guy.
Yeah.
He was a great guy and had this unbelievable voice.
Oh, cool.
So him and I used to actually sing duets together.
Oh, nice.
I'd play guitar. Awesome.
Yeah, nice.
And then he'd lead the choir. And Kay's brother, my wife's brother, played piano.
Oh, perfect. Oh, so you were quite musical, which is nice. Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was great. And from there, it just led into all sorts of areas. You know, like we started to go from our own church youth group to other youth groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the Keynotes would go and the Gospel Saints would go and then we were invited to go to Melbourne.
Oh, cool.
Went on a tour bus to Melbourne and sung in the Melbourne Town Hall.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. So, that's pretty cool.
That was, I bet the acoustics were good, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I was nervous that night.
That's so cool. That'd be such a step up from, you know, the gigs you were doing in Sydney.
Yeah.
You know, that's Melbourne Town Hall. That's impressive.
So you mentioned, obviously, Kay and yourself got married. How did you meet?
How did we meet? Good question. Very, very funny.
Yes.
The youth group at Ngawi Baps, we used to have an evening service and then after the service we'd have a youth group where we'd have singing and then we'd get together in groups and have a Bible study. So, and we had a committee of 18 people and each of the people that were responsible for a certain area. Anyway, one of my friends, he's come up to me one night and he says, would you be able to take Kay McNally home? I said, I don't know Kay McNally. I said, that's the girl over there, pointed me to her. I said, yeah, I'll take her home. Yeah, no problem. So get in the car. I said, where do you live? She said, Panania. Okay, so we start driving. She just takes me through these back little roads and in the dark. And I said, gee whiz, I hope the car doesn't break down. I'll be in trouble. Yeah, so. You know, took her home to her place and we had a nice chat. And at that time, we were probably about 18.
Mm.
And I came home that night. Next morning, I said to Mum and Dad, I found the girl I'm going to marry.
Oh, don't you love it when God does that?
That's awesome.
I just felt something.
You just knew something, yeah.
Yeah. So it took
Did she know?
Not
that early on.
Well, I didn't know. She had a boyfriend at the time.
Well.
But he lived in the bush, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, God obviously had plans for both of you, so and here you are.
Yeah, so in 1969 we got married in the little old church at No, we were supposed to be married in the brand new church, but the builder hadn't finished on time.
Okay.
We got married in the old church, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our minister was a terrific guy, Mark Dennis. Really, really lovely guy, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And that was at Ngawi Baptist,
was
it?
Ngawi Baptist, yeah.
So interestingly enough, at a recent leadership conference I went to, I met these two wonderful young people from Ngawi Baptist, and they shared about their heart to build more youth community at Ngawi Baptist. So it sounds like there's been this amazing legacy there, and hopefully God might, you know, draw on some of the past to help, you know, grow the youth and what they're planning to do now. So, yeah.
Well, many from that youth group ended up in full-time Christian work, ministers and missionaries. And
beautiful.
Yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity to training, you know, just getting ready to share God's word.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to change gear a little bit and ask, is there a particular book or a series that's inspired you?
Yes. I'm not a very good reader, but I was given a book called The Cross and the Switchblade.
Yes, we've heard of this one.
Hey. Mm.
And it was written by Reverend David Wilkinson, and he is American, and he got involved with the youth who were involved with drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he felt that God was calling him to minister to these young guys.
Mm.
And, yeah, so he took it on in faith just to go out and start ministering.
Mm.
And that inspired me evangelistically, you know, like this guy just going out in the unknown with no money and just relying on God in faith to support him. And, you know, in the book I remember where he came up, he was looking for a building so he could utilise a building and bring these people in, house them and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he just went up to this building in faith and claimed the building, and God provided the money.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, praise God.
So, you know, and that
reminds me a bit of Nicky Cruz. I think he did some
things. Yeah, he was part Nicky Cruz was one of the guys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
That's inspiring.
Very inspiring, yeah. So that really inspired me to use what God had given me and to go out and do some ministry, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so when did you become a Christian, and could you share a bit about how you became a Christian?
Yeah, well, I was only a boy, 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A youngster.
So back in those days, there was a lot of preaching on Second Coming.
Yep. Okay.
And Second Coming, for anyone who's listening in, maybe doesn't know what that means. What is Second Coming?
When Christ is going to come back and gather up all the saints, and we're going to meet him in the air and have a great time.
Yee-hoo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yay! Bring it on, Jesus.
So no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more sadness. Everything restored.
So the night that guy, our pastor preached on that, and basically he said, you know, there'll be two sitting grinding at a wheel, and one will be taken, the other will be left. And it's really scared me, whether that's a good thing or not, but it scared me. So at that night, without talking to my parents, when I got home, I just knelt down beside my bed and said, Jesus, please, I don't want to be left behind. I want to go with Mum and Dad. If you come early, I want to go with them. So that's how it all started.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So even, you know, as an 8-year-old boy, you knew the significance of what Jesus had done. And
Yep. So that's right. If there's any youngsters listening in with your parents, it's possible, you know, you can know God from that young age. So be encouraged, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And because you mentioned, you know, you grew up in a Christian household, so you know, naturally learnt about God from pretty much the beginning, but you know, it's that moment where in your own heart there's a change, and you make that declaration to God. Mm.
Yeah.
Because you knew of him, but there was that change for you in a deeper level.
Yep. Yeah, so for me it was a real experience. That night I knew that I wasn't going to be left behind.
Yeah.
I just felt different.
It was a heart condition. It was like it was a knowing. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Beautiful.
And that sat with you ever since?
It's with me all my life.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
So do you currently serve here at GBC or perhaps in our local community?
Yes, I've been serving at GBC for 23 years.
Oh, beautiful. Since the year 2000.
Year 2000.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Great year, that one.
Yeah, good year there. I think there was an Olympics or something in Sydney, was there?
Yeah, so I'd been serving in another church for 30 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
And been involved with Sunday school teaching, being a family ministry deacon, running the music, having bands, managing the building program. So, yeah, I had a lot of opportunities there, but things went a little bit sour there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a home here.
Sure.
And it was another real experience for me here. We came into the building. Like that morning we got in the car and Kay said to me, "Where are we going today?" I said, "I don't know."
Yeah.
She said, "Well, let's try Guymere Baptist."
Oh, there you go.
So off we go to Guymere cool. Baptist and we were in the second back row.
Mm.
And during the offering, my now close friend David Brainwood, he was playing piano.
Mm.
And we had a grand piano at that stage.
Yeah. Mm.
And he just played "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know."
Oh, wow.
And I can feel it again now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started to cry.
Yeah.
I turned to Kay and I said, "We've got to come here."
Mm. Mm. So he played that during the offering.
Yeah.
So that was just something he decided to play.
Just something he decided
wow,
to play.
Wow, isn't that phenomenal?
Yeah.
So just God spoke to me through that and we just felt at home. And then after the service there was some folks that were behind us that I knew and in front of us.
It's funny how God does that.
Yeah. One of them was a guy that I played cricket with or against, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Even some familiar faces.
Yeah.
So
praise God.
We ended up here and then got involved with the music and we had a big team then.
Mm.
And, yeah, basically every second week I was either singing or playing or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's been a fantastic opportunity.
Mm.
But also I'd like you just to elaborate a little bit more on my life.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, go for it, sure.
I've had unbelievable opportunities to minister God's word
through
music, through drama. And
just
give you one example, the drama group was called Chrysalis Drama and there was five of us in the group. And we were going everywhere just doing funny little dramas, you know, with a great emphasis at the end about how to become a Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's out of that?
We served with a guy named Michael Frost. He was actually ran the Baptist College for a number of times. We went for 12 months with him every Sunday night doing evangelistic rallies. Yeah, so that was one great opportunity. And then we got involved with a group called Outback Patrol. I don't know if anyone's heard of Outback Patrol.
We haven't, but that's just showing our age. We're a little bit younger.
Hey, tell us a bit more about it.
Tell us about them though, yeah, for sure.
Very exciting thing. Les and Martha Nixon. Now, Martha was a fantastic singer.
Yeah.
She was one of the first Christian people to sing on television.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were a great couple. And Les was asked to go and marry a couple in the country. And he was a flyer. He used to like flying planes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he flew this, hired a plane and flew it out. I forget where it was, but somewhere out west, married this couple. And then he was approached by the people of the town.
Mm.
We're desperate. We need of people to come into our town and minister to us.
Oh.
So he started this ministry, Outback Patrol, where he used to go into towns, into schools.
Yeah.
Mm.
And into the schools and give Christian message.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah, so.
Praise God, eh?
He did that for a number of years. He actually ended up buying his own plane, had all sorts of experiences. And so we were invited to come and help him out as one group. There was many groups helping out. And what we do is we'd take a week off work.
Yep.
We'd hire a little plane, like a Cessna 206, six-seater, and we had a Christian pilot. And we'd arrange a week's outing in all these little outback towns.
Mm.
So on the Saturday we'd fly out. On the Saturday night we would do a bush dance.
Mm-hmm.
On the Sunday we'd take the church service. And then on the Monday we'd hit the schools. So it'd be two or three schools a day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We'd fly from town to town.
Yep.
And
yep.
Some schools had 4 kids, some had 500.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, we did that ministry.
Hey, it's just as important to give it to the 4 or the 500.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how many there is.
So yeah, we did that for wonderful. 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
As a group, yeah. So
cool.
I can tell you a couple, if you're not bored, I can tell you a couple of really stories.
Oh, this is amazing. Bring it Please on. Go.
Yeah.
One story was we were in Birdsville.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
And we would just stay there overnight and then do the school the next morning.
Mm.
So the pilot, who was a Christian guy, he went and saw the pub owner.
Mm.
He said, oh, I've got this great group here. He said, would you like some entertainment for the night?
Here we go.
And he said, yes, I would.
So he dobbed us in.
Yeah, it sounds like he did.
So there happened to be a coach load of oldies at that time in their 50s and 60s rolled up in a coach.
Oh, there you go.
So they pushed us out of our motel rooms.
Mm.
And we ended up in the back lot in containers.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
You got bumped.
You got bumped. So that was – and it was
but
just
– But God brought a busload of people to minister.
Bought a busload of people.
Yeah.
So did you perform from the containers or you meant you slept
in the
containers?
No, we're in the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the pub. Right.
So I sang half a dozen songs and we did a couple of kids' dramas.
Were you trying to focus the songs at that age group, at the oldies?
No, the children's.
Oh, the children, yeah. Okay.
Mostly at the children.
Yeah, yep. Sure. Okay.
But I also did some adult songs.
Yeah.
It'll be entertaining.
Yeah, so,
cool.
And that was just an amazing experience. And the amount of people that come up and said, thank you very much. You know, we've been looking for something like this. You know, it's been administered to our hearts.
Oh. So I love it when God's just orchestrating things that we don't even see coming until after it's happened. And then we're like, thank you, God. How good are you, God?
Yeah, I know, right? So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so another story, we left Birdsville and we were supposed to go to another school called at Innamincka, which is on the northwest of New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And they cancelled.
Okay.
So the pilot said, oh, let's see if we can find somewhere else.
Mm.
So we're flying along over the Birdsville track, just a little dirt track. The next minute he's landing the plane on the Birdsville track.
Oh, here we go. Just a little Cessna.
Coming in. Please fasten your seatbelts. We're descending.
It's not a proper landing strip, but it is a track. I'm going to land on a track, okay?
So we taxied up and there was a roadhouse there, the only roadhouse, halfway house it was, for people to pull up and get their fuel and whatever.
Sure.
So here we were taxiing up. I still remember the guy filling up his car. He had a caravan on the back. He looked around and his mouth was wide open.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Jaw to the ground.
This little plane pulls up.
Why is there a Cessna coming towards me?
Out gets the band.
So we taxied up into the garage.
That's hilarious.
And the pilot gets out and goes to the manager there and says, you got any kids here?
Mm.
He said, I said, yeah, there's 2 families. We've got 4 children.
Mm.
Would you like to see a pantomime?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'd love to see a pantomime. Okay, can you give us half an hour? So we said, yeah, fine. So they got the kids, they dressed them all up in their best clothes. They've set up the lounge room for us. They had 4 kids out the front, and we did this pantomime.
Oh, cool.
So you just don't know what.
Yeah.
We don't know what the results of that would be. But still.
You
know, just a little seed sown in the heart.
It's worth just doing it. It's worth doing everything.
Even if it was just something that brought them joy in that moment, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, you leave it with God, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we had some great times. So I could tell you many, many stories about that.
Oh, wow. That just sounds amazing and so inspiring. Like, sign me up. I would go do that right now.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'd love to do dramas and stuff like that. That sounds so cool.
But the great thing about that ministry, God helped me to minister to others within the group.
Mm.
So one of the drama group actually came out of another band called Reflection, and we're quite a good band. There's 6 of us, and two of the guys went to Bible college and became Baptist ministers.
Wow!
One's still a Baptist minister, and one of the ladies became a deaconess.
Oh, there you go.
So you know, God used that ministry there for them to lead into other ministries. Yeah, yeah. So that's really good.
Brian, amazing examples of where you've seen God doing amazing things in these communities. For you, what did that mean for you at God and work in your life? Like, what was that experience for you and where you would say, God, I saw you in that?
Well, you in that sort of ministry, you really, you don't see that. It's, you're going out in a ministry and you're sowing a seed. So the little seed that we may have sown or I might have sown is going to germinate. Somebody else is going to come along and reap the benefit of that seed. So it's an unknown. We just rely on God and the Holy Spirit. Mm. You know, he said, right, we are obedient. We go out and we preach the word in a different way, more relaxed way, but little seeds are sown, and that's the important thing, I believe. And within the group itself, you form this unbelievable magic bond.
Oh, you'd have an amazing bond.
You know, just helping each other grow in our own Christian lives. Mm. And we by going out and ministering, it strengthens our own lives. Mm. I think that's where the key is. Mm. If you just do nothing, nothing will happen within your life.
Yeah.
So you've got to step out. You don't need to go to Bible college. You don't need to know the Bible back to front. You just got to be obedient and step out, and use those opportunities.
Mm. Yeah. And just to finish off, how are you following Jesus today? What does Brian do, you know, while he's, I don't know, as he gets up, or you know, what's your go-to scripture or something? What do you do?
Well, look, generally, I just thank God for giving me number one, a beautiful wife that supports me no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supported me right through life. Even with having four children, she allowed me to go out and do this ministry.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic from her part.
Very
I mean,
kind.
She's very, very good in herself in ministering in Scripture. She's been doing it for 35 years.
Mm, sure.
And, you know, I think that's a great – she loves it and she just loves teaching the children. Mm. The other thing is the grandchildren. I mean, we've been blessed with 9 grandchildren.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and the oldest is 18 and the youngest are 13.
Mm-hmm.
But we just to see them grow up and starting like especially the older ones and now stepping out on their own and just the little things that Kay and I have been able to input into their lives.
Oh, so special.
Very, very important, you know, as grandparents.
Definitely.
You don't need to preach the gospel to them or bash them over there with the Bible. You just got to be there and be there.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If they've got a problem, you just help them out with it. Yeah. You don't have to give them instructions. It's just support.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I believe God is helping me in my life. Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Amazing. Well, Brian, what a blessing it has been to have you here tonight. And your heart for evangelism is still something that I see in you even now and something that, you know, you've obviously had a passion for your whole entire life. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for being such a blessing to the GBC community. And we look forward to seeing you around.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the We Are The Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymere Baptist Church, please check out the Guymere Baptist Church website at guymebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying, God bless and peace be with you.